This goes to Dr. Zagray Wagar, W-A-G. I guess that's W-A-G-A-R. Fax is 989-352-8451. Regarding Charlotte, Charlotte House, House. Date of birth 2/8/1941. Dear Dr. Wagar, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. House with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, coronary artery disease, and hypertension. Her last visit was August 28th of 2023. Her only complaint is chronic back pain. She's due to go back to the pain clinic and have more injections started again within the next month. She does not use any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs and is intolerant of narcotic analgesics. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight Lasix 40 milligram daily with potassium chloride 20 mil equivalent daily. Magnesium is 800 milligram once daily. She does use prednisone intermittently for the back pain. Currently not on prednisone. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 185 pounds, and that's about 11-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 76. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a grade 2 over 6 diastolic murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done February 19th of 2024. Albumin is 4.1, calcium 9.3, creatinine is 1.48 with estimated GFR of 35. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus is 3.4. Hemoglobin is 13.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine level, no progression of disease and no indication for dialysis, 2, hypertension, currently at goal, 3, coronary artery disease, currently without exacerbation. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.